Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Metro Bottle Guys, Marietta Boulevard. We've been here all afternoon. Cool, Mike, to run into so many of our listeners who have made their way out here. And it's funny because they're like, y'all in our neighborhood.
And thanks to folks. Don't feed the radio host. Guys bringing us chocolate and goodies and T-shirts.
Great.
Henri's Bakery right next door just brought us some cookies. You guys, stop it. Okay, don't stop. Stop it here at Dukes and Bell. Great turnout. And again, guys, Duck Club Bourbon is on display. They'll be here for another hour, so come on by and sample. As we said, they've got the 92 and the 110 proof, and it is smooth. And I think a lot of guys, they're moving it off the shelves, Carl. People loving the price.
They are. Great price point. And, Mike, I think Dukes and Bell move product, too. Here's the deal with this Duck Country or Duck Club Bourbon. This was started, by the way, and it's tied to a very country, a very famous country singer, should I say, and a lifelong outdoorsman in Riley Green, who joined the brand as a co-founder. And if you're not familiar with it, that's a big part of it. So you see his cutout right behind our man Derek right here.
Yeah, apparently he's that tall. So he's the lady's choice for country singers.
Yeah, man. So a lot going on with this particular bourbon, Duck Club Bourbon. If you want to check it out, we're out here at Metro Bottle. Mike, let's get back into the Falcons here real quick, because it's funny, man. The interest level is still very high and off the charts when you talk about what people want and what they're expecting. I don't know if you're going to get what you want. I don't know if you're going to get what you expect. But I do think you're all interested in where the hell this goes. And so as we talk about this, we had a lot of people reacting to Dave Archer, Mike, and you said it. The idea that, you know what, he said, and I'm paraphrasing here, he was like, some of these guys make comments, and then they don't have to see these guys. Right. They don't have to go interview them or talk to them.
But with all due respect to Dave, I mean,
hold on, let me. I know what you're saying, but he was saying the point is you can make these comments and move on, which a lot of these guys on the national level, right, they have. Right. I'm not saying they're right or wrong.
Well, Kurt Warner works for NFL Network.
Okay.
He played in the NFL. He's an MVP.
He is.
He played the position.
He is.
He watches Falcons tape, whatever. I don't know if he watched 6 weeks of it.
But that's what I'm saying. Early in the season,
he said it was predictable. If we're less predictable, great, you fix it. So what happened when you were predictable?
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. Did he watch a game? Did he watch three plays that were sent to him? A lot of times, it's not about somebody sitting down and breaking down, you know, 6 months' worth of film. I just feel like what Arch was saying is, if you haven't watched this team recently, some things have changed and some things are working. And I'm not saying that they're wrong because they were right when they said what they said. But, hell, I said that, and I live here. I said they were predictable. The fact is it's not as predictable as it was once was, and it makes you wonder what has changed and what's going on with this
but
team.
But, again, I didn't hire an offensive coordinator for on-the-job training. You were brought in here to get this team in the playoffs. You know what I mean? That goes back to Raheem, and should you have brought a veteran OC in? Because they thought maybe, you know, hey, he'll be fine. Zach's going to be working with Kurt. Uh-oh. Kirk's out. Now he's got to work with a young quarterback. And a lot of Michael Penix Jr., there was some good, as we said, some bad, and stuff that just didn't look right. You know, in the execution, in the play action, everything. Right when we talk about the pistol, I don't care what format you run, you know, whether he's under center or not. But, okay, you got it right now. Okay. I mean, the season was lost when you couldn't make adjustments on the fly in the five-game losing streak. I mean, I die on that hill. You lost 7 of 10 games. And so, I mean, oh, have you done enough now at the end when the season, yes, we know they're still playing for jobs, but the sense of urgency and the sense of risk and importance is gone. It's gone.
From a playoff standpoint, not from a job security standpoint. And that applies to most of these guys. I don't think anybody's going to lay down and just let guys run through them, get ran over, not block guys, not rush. You'd think James Pierce, because of the season he's having, he's on the brink of setting a rookie record. There are things that these guys have that they want to achieve, but from a job security standpoint, that's where I think you're wrong on that. I think there are – though some of these guys are playing for that. Oh, no, these coaches are playing for that. I mean, for us,
yes, I know.
We want playoffs.
Yeah, I know they're working for a job. There's a bunch of guys who won't be on this team. They got to put good stuff on tape. But, I mean, when the season is on the line, when you're playing on Sunday Night Football against the 49ers and your team chokes, your coaching staff chokes, don't even know who's on the field, okay? That happened. That happened on your watch. We talked about, I know, the play calling. Again, Dave is as close to it as anybody. He's in that room. And maybe Zach has called the perfect game plan, and these guys just don't execute it. So we're going to have to fire all 53 and keep the offensive coordinator. Hey, I'm sorry, that's not the world we live in. Coaches get fired for the performance of their players.
Yeah, they do.
And I get it. You know, and look, I'll defend Zach. I said it to Zach in the press conference one day. I said, you dial up a play, and Pitts can't. It's got to frustrate you. Pitts can't execute it. You know, and then Pitts all of a sudden, his agent goes, hey, contract or whatever. All of a sudden now Kirk Cousins is in there. They're getting the ball to him because Drake's not out there. But I mean, why couldn't you marry Drake and Pitts as productive pieces in the offense when the season was on the line?
I don't know if they have the answer to that. I think Kirk Cousins' answer was really good to us a couple of weeks ago when he said it doesn't have to be exclusive. Like one doesn't have to have a great game and then the other one doesn't. And then he gave you examples of guys he played with and said, I spreaded the ball around, and whether it was in Washington or Minnesota, we had great wide receiving cores and groups that saw multiple balls in a game. And it doesn't mean that a guy is being, you know, forgotten about.
Right.
I do think Kirk is right, but I also know before he got in there, that wasn't happening.
Right.
And so, you know, look, a lot of you don't want to look at the obvious here. A lot of you don't want to look at Michael Penix. A lot of you don't want to look at the obvious and say, well, when Penix was in there, this thing didn't look as good as it looks now. I said this on Monday. Cousins, as much as it pains you and it may pain me, his ability to do what he's doing has helped this offense be more productive. And you just got to give credit where credit's due. 404-726-0929. That is the number. You can hit us up. And look, as far as whether you agree with Arch and saying, hey, things are better and I'm trying to be there versus where we were earlier in the season, I do agree with Mike. I can't ignore what you did. You know, this is like when we used to be in college and you took exams, right? And you had three exams.
Right.
And they would tell you, right, this first one's pretty important. It's not the last one. And you fail the first one, and then you got another one. Well, you know what? I failed the second one. And you thought just because you passed the last one, you were going to pass the class. It didn't work that way.
Right. You can look, there's a season in the NFL. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. But you can dig yourself such a hole that you've killed your season. And you killed the season in a year when the division was the most winnable it's been in its history. I mean, we're talking about 9 wins might get the job done for Carolina. I think everybody, I think Dave Archer would agree, we've got more talent on this team than the Carolina Panthers do. But they're finding a way. They're not choking. They're not blowing the big moments. They're executing. The coaches are coaching. Special teams, to me, if nothing else, take it off of Zach Robinson, the offense.
Yeah.
When you look, if this consulting firm called Sportsology, who's apparently taking a long, hard look at the Falcons, they got to be looking. They've got professionals who are in sports and say, wow, the Falcons have horrible special teams, and they never fixed it. Okay, that's on the coaching staff. That's not. There's no boogeyman there. That's not just fickle fate. You screwed up and you never got it right.
I don't even know how. I know how he's answered it. Check that. We know Raheem has said he didn't feel like there was any reason for change at this point in the season. But I don't even know how you answer that with a straight face if you went through all the mistakes week after week. And then I asked you as an outsider, hey, we're evaluating your team. Tell me why you didn't make a change at the special teams with the special teams coach. And if the answer is, well, I just didn't feel like it was the timing of it was necessary. Mike, I don't think that's sufficient. Because you just said there are teams that are contending that have just fired their special teams coaches.
Right. That's the Rams. The Rams are 2 weeks left in the season, and they fired a guy over the Seattle performance.
And I just feel like, you know, there's this phrase, right, that people use, and it's like, are you a serious football team or you're not? Are you a serious football team? Like, if you're a serious football team, that doesn't just go by the side and you go, well, it's acceptable. So I hear you on that, man. What do you guys think? What do you feel? 404-726-0929. And by the way, like I said, I don't know if you're going to get what you want. I don't know if you whatever you think you're going to get. That is what makes this so interesting to me. Because I think we could show up one day, Mike, and be on this show, and this goes completely opposite of everything that we think is supposed to happen, and we're all going to be like, what the hey? 404-726-0929. You know why I know that? Because they've done it before.
Right. Look, we've gone round and round on all the things that are wrong and went sideways for this team. As we said, we celebrated a great win. It was fun to watch. But you still had to sweat it out against a horrible football team. That's Arizona.
Cardinals bad. They're bad.
It still came down to one possession. You know, we talked about those fourth and ones. They couldn't get the job done. Special teams still cropped up with a blocked extra point. I mean, is that, oh, wow, it's Calais Campbell. Okay, there's a 6'8" beast who looks like a refrigerator box with legs. You might have to account for that. Did you know he was going to be on their special teams?
Well, he blocked one last week, the week before.
This goes back to... This is the definition of insanity. Raheem is a good guy. Look, when we talk to Raheem tomorrow, I'm going to say, by the way, Raheem, you got a lot of fans in this town who support you and don't want to see you get got.
He does.
And
he
you know,
does.
You know, and I also think that there's an area that Raheem has excelled is his input into the draft. We'll try to get him to talk about how much he did there, because look at Dorless. Look at what we've got, certainly, in the secondary. You know, we've added some great pieces. Billy Bowman, we talked about. We love what we've got there. And certainly James Pierce Jr., who they were in love with. Jalen Walker fell to them. That is fickle fate.
They couldn't screw that up.
They never was going to. Otherwise, there was no mock to that happen.
But not with the pressure right. of not drafting a Georgia player.
Right.
Let's not ignore that.
But he's also a hell of an athlete.
He's great.
He's had just an uncomfortable amount of soft tissue injuries this year, which prevented him getting on the field a lot early and then at times. But Pierce is a no-brainer. So we'll see. But Sportsology is the consulting firm we've been talking about, the Albert Breer article, saying that they're taking a long, hard look, and they will advise Arthur Blank and his team.
You okay with it?
A separate set of eyeballs is a good thing for this team.
I'm with you. That's how I feel.
And I want objectivity.
That's how I feel. I don't feel like this is a bad thing. Look, some of you are going to make fun of it. Whatever. You need someone else to come in and give you an opinion on what they think is going on and how this thing is being run.
I mean, Sportsology, you got guys that have done this at the NFL level, guys that have won championships in other leagues and other sports, so they know what this championship DNA is, I guess you could say, because we were saying, in our day, 20 years ago when a consultant came to your office, everyone just rolled their eyes. But it's one thing to have these guys come in. Maybe they've got a fresh take on it. When you found out that Corn Ferry was going to be vetting candidates for the Falcons at 14. Everybody laughed out loud. You know, I mean, like, I guess corporate headhunters can do it at all different venues, sports, etc. We'll see. I don't know. I am excited, though, that somebody maybe then, other than the usual group of guys, are in Arthur Blank's ear on this.
Yeah, I don't mind it at all. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're coming back. We're live at Metro Bottle, hanging out right as you walk in. Can't miss us. We're sitting right here, and so are our guys.
We're yelling about the Falcons.
From Duck Club Bourbon. And listen, we're yelling because part of this is frustration. And we want what we want, but, we don't know if we're going to get what we want. And that is what you're hearing. I'm not mad at Mike. Mike's not mad at me.
Yeah.
You know who we're mad at? We're mad at and disappointed in our team. That's what we're mad about. You should be too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home for live college football in the ATL, guys. Saturday, we get the day started. We got all the games, you guys know, and we got bowl games. We got college football playoff games. It's all going down right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We have been at Metro Bottle all afternoon long. Fun day, man. Mike running into some familiar faces, some unfamiliar faces, guys coming in.
New friends.
Pleading their cases for their teams and talking about the Falcons. And we appreciate your input as well. You can always text us, 404-726-0929, or hit us up on social media. Mike Bell, ATL, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, and the radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Lots of guys interacting with our last conversation, where obviously you're a little bit more passionate about how you feel about where this team should go and Raheem. And you said it. I mean, look, I'm not surprised. But he does have a lot of support. Well, I think more than people realize.
Right. Well, I mean, there's two things. You know, you got folks who want to see the African American coach succeed in Atlanta.
Absolutely.
And that's part of it. And I get guys, and I understand that. You know, but I mean, just like anything else, it's just you got to get the job done. And you know, you were 6-3, and you blew the playoffs last year. Now you were thrown a curveball with the Kirk Cousins injury, but how did you react to it? You know, tough situation. What I said to you yesterday, and I keep kind of arguing with some listeners is. He's not a first-year head coach. He's been in the league for 20-some-odd years.
These mistakes should have been
made. He's making mistakes that you shouldn't be making because of his experience level. Clock management. That's, you know, we don't even talk about that. Clock management, some of the crazy timeouts, you know, some of the things he's done. You know, we talked about hiring the assistants. That's a reflection on you. You hire the guys. You know, okay, Ike Hilliard, some great mystery someday will be revealed to me. You hired him, and you fired him. But you kept a guy who couldn't do his job, and it cost you games. Yeah. You're talking about Marquise Williams. So that doesn't make sense to me. I can't find the logic in that. You know, it's your job on the line, Raheem. You're happy with the special teams performance? Each week, we'll look at the tape. We'll get it. No, there's tape schmape. You're gonna rip up the tape, throw the VCR in the garbage, and figure it out, man.
Yeah, I do think you're right, too, about this, and I don't even want to call it a compulsion, but I do think the belief or the hope that he can work because he is the first African-American coach in Atlanta Falcons history, okay? There's something to that. But there's also something to winning and doing the job and getting it done. And Mike, you could say, and I don't know if this is part of this discussion, I think it's performance-based. I'm not going to make it more than what it needs to be. But is that something that Arthur Blank thinks about in this decision process? that I'm going to give him another opportunity, another year. And I don't know if that's a part of this discussion or not, but I do think you're absolutely right. And there are people, and I'm included. I'm going to raise my hand because I'd love to see him have success. But I want to see the head coach, and I don't care what color he is. I want to see Arthur Smith have success. I wanted to see Dan Quinn have success. But the idea that that's the reason why you hold on to him is wrong. That is not right. What we do. That is not good business. That is not how you win in the National Football League. And I think for where the NFL is, when you talk about, you know, players, coaches, et cetera, more opportunities, you're seeing more African-Americans being hired across the board. At the end of the day, it is still about getting the job done. Right. And so, I mean, if you just simply say, how much did you win, how much did you lose, and where is your franchise, and how good of a job did you do, that is what this is going to be based on.
Right. A couple of guys hit us up on the text line going, what the hell is a Sportology? Again, it's a consulting firm. They got they've already been working with the organization. They're helping with it, United. See, that's the thing. We didn't really talk about this. You know, unfortunately, we lose another general manager. In this case, a difficult set of circumstances, you know, with a cancer and everything. The Atlanta United's Garth Lagerwey. Sorry,
yes,
apologize.
Yes.
I was thinking about Darren Eales. He's left before. He's, by the way, doing well. He's battling cancer and he's come through the other end, which is great news.
Yep.
But Garth Lagerwey has to leave, and United's been a colossal disappointment. So I mean, I'm excited they got a guy that helped build Chelsea and make them a champion in the Premier League. If he's going to have some input, you know, as far as what he knows about the NFL, I have no idea. And then, as the Albert Breer article points out, you got a guy, Rick Smith, from the Houston Texans. He interviewed for this job. Isn't that a kind of conflict of interest if you're consulting on a job you interviewed for?
I don't know if that's the case. And look, I think, you know, just like...
We have a solution. He's right here.
Well, just like Thomas Dimitroff, right? He went into this line of work. Thomas was somewhat of a consultant. I think it was a numbers kind of deal that he was working with after he was, you know, the GM here. And was still working in the world of sports. Mike, I don't think that should play a role, and especially if Rick is not interested. Look, I said this to Day-Day. Full disclosure. Rick Smith was in the hunt for another job, and he's not been in that hunt for a while. He could have easily gotten another general manager's job. He hasn't been in that hunt. His wife unfortunately passed away, speaking of cancer. And that was a long, hard battle. And, you know, he thought about what he wanted to do. I'm surprised to see his name connected with this. But at the end of the day, you know, guys want to stay in the business. They want to stay in the world of sports. And he's doing this. But I don't think this is a ploy or a conflict of interest for him. What I'm hoping is, Mike, they come in with this sheet.
Right.
And they go, here's all the things that we observed and witnessed, and this is what you need to fix.
So, again, here's from the article from Albert Breer. This is from Monday Morning Quarterback through SI. Arthur Blank's group has brought the consulting firm Sportology. They partnered with for a while, so they have a relationship, Carl.
Yep.
So I did not know that.
Yep.
To work with them on the Falcons as well as United, new expansion team. He says, quote, for the Falcons specifically, it's an overall health check on the team's operations, and it's not been a secret within the walls of the football facility that the evaluation is ongoing. And James Palmer, our buddy, used to be with NFL Network, talking with Breer, agreed, saying there's plenty of buzz, quote-unquote, regarding potential changes in Atlanta.
Mm. Yeah, well, look, I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody. We know that should be on the table.
Consecutive years under 500.
But as I said to you last break, I don't know if you're going to get what you want, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it is you think that they're going to do, you may not get that either. But the idea that, hey, change is in the air and they're evaluating, well, hell, they should be. I mean, you're a team right now that, again, is going to be picking in the draft somewhere that you shouldn't be picking.
Right.
And we shouldn't be talking about, you know, where this team has been over the last 8 seasons. So something's not right. And I know a lot of people feel like it's the ownership. I don't feel that way. I think whatever football people have been hired – have been inconsistent, Mike, and the coaching here has been inconsistent as well. And I know we had a guy yesterday come at you and said, hey, we're changing coaches like you change socks.
Yeah.
I think that sometimes you just got to go through it until you feel like you get the right guy.
I said this to a guy yesterday on Twitter. I get to see, this is just me as a football fan. The things that I think, and that's why I harp on the special teams. I mean, what do you guys think, special teams doesn't matter? I mean, special teams really – I know Carl and I always joke around whenever we do SEC Media Days, and there's always some goober from, like, the sports possum in Lake City going, hey, man, football is three parts, offense, defense, and kicking game. Well, it is. And if you screw that up, and we did consistently setting up teams with great field position, putting more pressure on your defense, your inability to salt games away because of it, that cost us games. So, and it never got fixed. So if I'm a consulting firm, that's screaming at me like a neon sign.
It's true.
That there's a dysfunction in the field, at least with how Raheem runs the show.
404-726-0929. We are going to talk about Kirby today. It is his birthday, so stay tuned. We're going to let you hear a few things that he had to say in regards to this matchup with Ole Miss and where his team is. But Mike said it. He said something that I thought was probably the best thing that he said about guys making these announcements that they're returning to their teams. Wait until you hear it if you've not already heard it. We're going to play that for you here at Metro Bottle. You can let us know what you think, man. As far as college football, real quick, Mike, a couple of things. We mentioned Lenore Sellers officially returning to South Carolina. Notre Dame and BYU have agreed to a home-and-home series beginning in 2026.
Major heat. Notre Dame is getting crushed, and deservedly so. First off, they make the ridiculous comments, and they say, we're taking our ball and going home. They refuse the bowl invitation. They're taking shots at the ACC. The ACC didn't support them. Why don't you join a conference? Now, USC wanted to play the game early in the year because they got to get into the meat of their Big Ten schedule. I mean, hell, USC's in the Big Ten. Notre Dame, why don't you join them? You know? So now USC gets screwed by Notre Dame, and Notre Dame's strength of schedule is absolute garbage next season, by the way. Take a look at their out-of-conference, and they're locked in. If they're one of the top 12 teams, they're in the postseason next year in the playoff.
It's crazy, man. And then Ryan Day. This is interesting, but maybe smart. Is taking over offensive play calling as far as the college football playoff is concerned for
Nearly
Ohio State.
Beat Georgia. Mercedes-Benz calling those plays, Carl, a couple years ago.
He's not a bad play caller, but he became a CEO and said, I need to remove myself. So Brian Hartline has been the guy. He accepted the job at USF, and so now he's going to be the wide receivers coach, and Ryan Day is going to step back in and say, I'm calling the plays because we got too much on the line here. We could maybe win another title.
Everybody's juggling like all the different job titles. Meanwhile, we found out that Ole Miss, hey, man, where's Coach? Oh, Coach is back in Baton Rouge. He'll be back tomorrow. Well, we got 2 weeks there ready for Georgia, man. But it's kind of that's the reality of college football. Probably the same kind of circumstances that Tulane was dealing with. And that's why the game looked like a scrimmage.
All right, man, Hawks in action tonight. They get the Bulls. We'll talk a little bit about that. But what did Kirby say about these players making these big announcements? You'll hear it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live at Metro Bottle Shop. What's up, guys? More dudes rolling in. What's up? Get your hooch on, man. Get your holiday cheer just in time for Christmas, of course, and New Year's. We're hanging out, guys, for another 20 minutes or so. The folks from Duck Club are here. Some amazing hooch. We've been having a lot of fun. They've moved over like six cases of it today. It's the exclusive home right now in Metro Atlanta for this really great-tasting bourbon. They've got a 92 and 110 proof, and the price point, as Carl said, is great. So come sample it for yourself. It's on sale here at Metro Bottle, which has become our new favorite spot, as Carl alluded to. Yes, I did fill up the car with a whole bunch of hooch, so I'm set for the holidays with my mother-in-law in town. A constant IV drip of Pinot Noir is coming her way. Hey, man, Carl's speaking, which Carl is putting stuff in his car right now. He's coming back. We were talking earlier. The strong-arm story is getting ready for the Sugar Bowl, Ole Miss, and Georgia Bulldogs. We talked about it with Connor Riley earlier in the show today, and the way that Kirby has sort of taken over that role, even though he's 50, and he's 50 today, as the elder statesman of college football, for lack of a better word, who sets the tone, who tells you the way he thinks things should be. And I think for a lot of folks, Carl, and this isn't about being an old fart, I think you'd be a 21-year-old now listening, saying, yes, that's what college football should be. You go and you get coached up and you stick with the team. You can sign a contract. You honor the contract.
Yeah.
And you see it through and you get to the next level. But we were talking about Kirby. His soundbite today from the media session in Athens.
We're focused on this team. I think it would be, you know, remiss to say that we're focused on roster management. We're not focused on it. We're focused on, you know, prep and getting better. And for a while, it's been like intrinsically looking at ourselves and asking each player, did you come here to develop? Did you truly come here to develop? Because if you did, all your buddies are out there right now. Everybody's, you know, announcing what they're doing. I'm announcing that I'm going in the portal. I'm announcing that I'm re-signing. How about you announce that you're getting better and you're going to practice and, like, actually do what the 20 and 30 years of college football players did before you, which was practice in December when they're on good teams and get better.
Kirby's right. Problem is, wait for it, those traditions of college football have been lost.
Yep.
These kids, sorry kids, don't care about that. And it's a shame. They don't care about the idea that, you know what? Yeah, we didn't make it to the playoff, but man, I'm gonna be a dude next year. And it starts now, and I'm gonna start getting better in December and leading into spring as we did. And then you get to spring and you want to ball out, and then you want to get back to fall to prove to everybody how good you have become. Instead, it's become, well, I didn't win here. Where's my next check? Kirby's right. But unfortunately, that is not the world we live in right now. And I don't know if we're ever going back, Mike, but this is what Barbara Dooley said to us all year long. We love you, Barbara, but she was like, some of this stuff, this right. is why it's bad for college football. Because it sets a trend and it sets you down this path of, well, I don't have to worry about that. What Kirby's talking about, me getting better and all that, you know what, the next coach has already called me and said I'm pretty good and he can pay me and I'm out.
Well, and that's it. But that's, you know, when Kirby kind of made his thinly veiled and not so thinly veiled shot at Texas. Hey, man, guys are cashing checks. We're hitting over here. You know, you come here, there's contact. And look, until Texas wins a championship under Steve Sarkisian, I think a lot of people are going to remember that. Because it kind of was, not to put a black hat on Texas, but it was, that everything that's wrong, the Lamborghinis, and this guy got so much money. You've got to find the balance. But the only way you find the balance and kids buy into it is if you have what Kirby has, a proven track record, a proven program, Carl, that is now rolling down the tracks the way Saban did in Alabama.
Yeah.
There's not many guys that can even come close to that. Even Dabo has been leaking at Clemson after being the gold standard.
No, I agree. But I also think, Mike, part of this is, and I think it was Connor who just said this to us today, he still recruits high school kids. You can't just be in the portal
no.
and transfers and all. And I've said this, you got to have a foundation. Because that young man that comes in and does develop eventually turns into Gunnar Stockton.
Right.
That's what you have at Georgia. And so
Gunnar stuck around.
Correct. But right. for all these programs that are just in the portal, Mike, and we're just going to turn over 30, 40, 50 guys every year, I don't believe that's the way you can do it. You can be good for 1 year. You will not sustain that.
Right. And if Ryan Puglisi sticks around, which we believe he will, you're in a good spot. I mentioned, again, I said it to Carl earlier, the 180 from Georgia is Florida State. Too much reliance on the portal. a lack of culture, and even when you do recruit guys, they're gone. So in the case of, you know, FSU, they're dead. They may win two games next year, Carl. And you get now, in the meantime, how does Auburn build that culture? How does Florida build that culture? You know, Kiffin's got more resources than anybody with LSU. He'll be fine. Kiffin, I thought, did a nice job of both the recruitment and the transfer portal. He was in the portal every year.
Yeah, and look, I'm not saying don't be in the portal, but I also believe you got to have a foundation.
No, you can't rely on
of a group of young men that are going to grow in your program and believe in what you're doing. 404-726-0929. Talking about Kirby because it's his birthday, and hands down, best coach in college football. It's not even close. I don't know if they win another national championship, but I'm on record as saying if they do, this is his best coaching job, because I don't think this is his best team. I think they have coached these guys up to be and play above and beyond what we expected. What about a guy like Mike Bobo? We're not talking about the offensive coordinator. We're talking about his son, who is a finalist for the Broyles Award. Here's what Kirby said about him.
Well, you take over with the number of guys we lost. I think we had four O-linemen make NFL rosters. He had to replace four O-linemen, basically a new quarterback situation outside of the end of last year. Really an entire new backfield because ETM was our leading guy last year, and replacing a lot of really good wideouts. I think he's done a tremendous job. I think he would give a lot of credit to his staff. And what he's done with our offense, where we're not a stat padded, you know, hurry up, take a lot of snaps, get a lot of plays. I mean, he doesn't chase numbers. Look at what they've done in the red area. It's been incredible. The ability to run the ball has been really, really well. And I think he's a credit for that because he puts the game plan together. He has to decide ultimately what's in, and he has to decide what's called. And he's done that with a really tough schedule and two freshman O-linemen and a lot of O-linemen out that have been injured in and out. So I'm really pleased and proud of what he's done.
The honor goes to the best assistant coach in college football. We're talking about the offensive coordinator, Mike Bobo. I was talking about his son, who was hurt and not going to be able to play in this next game. And I don't think he's going to play, Mike, even if they advance the rest of the season. Both have been critical to the success of Georgia this year. Bobo, obviously, being recognized as one of the best assistants for the job he's done. His son has been one of the best offensive linemen in the country.
Right. I thought that, you know, the job, it was pretty good. Was it Wilkinson who stepped in?
Yes, it was.
At center, especially against Alabama. We gave us, you know, we said, watch out for that nose tackle, and maybe they feel they can run the football. That was something that Connor brought up. But you're right. I mean, I think we started with, oh, Nepo baby a year ago to now he's one of the best centers in college football.
It's unbelievable.
Right? And doing a hell of a job.
Yeah, man. It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to talk some Hawks here before we get up out of here.
Yeah, let's talk some Hawks.
Because, look, I think we have the ability to be a top four seed in the East. Mike and I continue to tell you guys the East is wide open. But not if you're not going to play defense. Not if you're going to give up 150 a night, 138 a night, 145 a night, and you're not being able to get these stops you need, Mike. So tonight it's the Bulls. They get another run at the Bulls, which is fine. Will they be better at the perimeter defense tonight? I would hope so. I hope he put the tape on from the other day and went, look at how we're trying to defend the three-point line.
Yeah, man, let's put some pressure on Quinn Snyder. I said this to Carl earlier today. You know, I mean, I don't know how it works, and I know our friend Lauren Williams does the best she can to get some answers from the AJC and the other media that cover. But, I mean, what's going on with this thing? I know that Rome's not going to be built in a day. It's going to take a few games to get Trey and the synergy. But, Trey, it worked. You had everything going. Play some perimeter defense. Don't let the Bulls score 30 points more than their average.
Yeah.
I mean, and the fact that we're the team that Mike Conti pointed out did this and lost a year ago, it's pretty embarrassing. So when does Quinn Snyder get some heat from Tony Ressler and company about, hey, man, I gave you, you know, a good contract. You're into your fourth year, and this is the best team you've ever had. So do something with it.
It is
I mean, I know they're going to move Porzingis. And by the way, he's out again with the illness.
Mike, I don't know when this guy's coming back.
And I'm not trying to make – we said this earlier because I know a lot of guys our age and younger dealing with heart issues. But, I mean, I don't expect anything now from Porzingis. And guys, it's here. It is almost Christmas. Trade deadline will be here right after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, yeah. It's that is going to get resolved one way or another. But I also think, you know, with the expiring contract, as Mike talked about, and we've been discussing – it makes it an easy situation for the Hawks to say, here's why we're moving on. But, you know, it doesn't mean you give them away either. If you still think there's value, and obviously, you know, we talked to Steve Coonan. Hopefully we'll have him on this week. I don't know with the holidays, but we'll get him back on. Mike, I don't know what the value is around the league when you're dealing with these issues and you know he's going to be limited on the floor for how much he can give you. I know what he is when he's out there.
Right.
But how much is he going to be out there? And that's going to be the question. And everybody thinks like, okay, well, we'll just trade him and we'll get, you know, a first-round pick. Good luck with that.
No, I mean, I think you're going to trade him for a team that maybe he's got hope. You're hoping to get something out of it. I mean, picks don't mean anything at this stage.
No.
You want to get a nice piece. I mean, in the front court, and hope that they're a team that's simply going to take him as that, as a tax write-off, basically. He's going to be a guy that's going to give you cap relief because of the expiring contract for Porzingis. You know, I like that idea. You know, Reece Hachette's got to get his game a little more tightened up, too.
He does.
While we're on the subject of Quinn Snyder, we all like Reece Hachette. I was talking to you the other day about Porter from Brooklyn, who's kind of like what you hope Reece Hachette is going to be. I wouldn't mind trading Michael Porter, trading for Michael Porter, and sending Reece Hachette and Porzingis for an expiring deal.
Yeah.
I've seen that mentioned a few times.
Absolutely. The Reece Hachette thing is he was your number one overall pick. Unless you think he's a bum, you don't trade him.
Right. But when is he going to be the guy?
He may not be.
I know it takes 4 years in the NBA. Europeans generally advance a little bit quicker because they actually coached and can do things. You know, they didn't play AAU. They actually got coached. I don't know.
But I don't know if he may not be. What I mean by that is he may be an 20-point night, you know, 20 points a night kind of guy.
Porter's 27 with 2 years left on his deal. You wouldn't roll that dice? You going to ride it out?
I'm going to ride it out.
Because I know we love the young nucleus. And if Reece Hachette becomes that guy,
I'm gonna ride it out.
Oklahoma City.
But here's the thing. What we don't know right now, because again, with Reece Hachette, what are his weaknesses, Mike, and can you overcome them? Mm. That's what you got to figure
out.
Good
defender, inconsistent shooter.
Okay, so that's what you got to figure out. And if you know, you feel like, okay, that's going to get better over the next few years, or it's not, you know, he's not going to do that, then that makes that decision very easy. It's very similar. You brought up Ben Simmons earlier. You know, great defender, but he lacked in so many other areas. Very easy for you to give up on him and say, oh, we're going to move on. Ben Simmons was a top pick as well. I mean, like, it's hard when you're talking about giving up the first overall pick and you don't think he's going to be able to develop into the player you want him to. And by the way, he's still very young, too. This nucleus that I keep talking about with Reece Hachette and Dyson Daniels and JJ, these guys are young, man. It's a young group.
I mean, that would be the only argument. As I said, Porter, last time I checked, is 27 with Brooklyn. And I think he's got a double check, but 2 years left on his deal. But you're right. If Reece Hachette becomes a guy, then you got that Oklahoma City vibe.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way. We got Hawks basketball coming up tomorrow. We're back in studio. We got a lot more to get to on a big Wednesday show. It will be Christmas Eve. We'll have plenty of Christmas Eve music getting you in the spirit. You should already be in the spirit. But if you're not, we're going to help you tomorrow. Okay?
Ho, 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 man.
Hey, got to give a big shout out to all the folks here at Metro Botto and, of course, our folks here from Duck Club Bourbon. They did an amazing job today. Mike, I think they moved a few products.
We moved some product. Word on the street is 6 cases today.
All right, man. We got to get out of the way.
Make
big
a few moves on the street, okay?
Let's clear our throat.
Hey, man.
Turtle has got you for an hour, and then we got Hawks basketball. So stay tuned.
Thanks, y'all.
Turtle, man, happy holidays. I know I hadn't seen you in a minute.
Appreciate you.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays. And he's got you covered, all right? Stay right there.
More loyal listeners.
No doubt, man. You guys just rolling in. I appreciate it. Mike, it feels good.
Sure does.
All right, man.
Sure enough.
Day-Day, good to have you back. Big O back in the studio. Way to keep us online, man, and moving the day. As always, we're back tomorrow. Big Christmas Eve show, man. So make sure you tune in starting at 2. Bubby, thank you too, by the way, our on-site engineer. Thanks for everything. All right, Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, 6 Ravens going to the Pro Bowl. They might not even make the playoffs. Cowboys sending 5 guys to the Pro Bowl. They're definitely not making the playoffs. We're not making the playoffs. We're sending 2. Congratulations to Chris Lindstrom, who's been a perennial Pro Bowler, and, of course, Bijan Robinson, the most electrifying player arguably right now in the NFL. I think that had he put up those touchdowns a little sooner, Kyle Pitts, who other pros recognize his skills in his rookie year but hasn't subsequently made the Pro Bowl, right now statistically he's better than Kittle, and certainly you could argue McBride has been the man. But in the NFC, maybe it could have been Pitts over Kittle. A little too late.
Would you give up $100 million on your contract? That is what Brooks Koepka is doing. He's leaving LIV. Apparently he wants to spend more time with his family. Whatever.
That's what politicians say when they quit.
They have mutually agreed that he will no longer compete in LIV Golf following the 2025 season. Here's what we know. It ain't working. I don't don't think Koepka's going to be the only one to say, hey, you know what? Maybe I should give back to what I absolutely love. It's the PGA. Mm. He made a lot of money, but he's giving up allegedly 1 year left on his deal that's worth more than $100 million. Mike and I are avid golfers. We tell you all the time, give me all the stars in one tour. I hope one day we get back to that. Mm. But Brooks Koepka, you never should have left.
Yep.
Hey, man, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
You're that Saints fan who walked into Metro Bottle looking for some Ripple.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.